You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Hi, Mark. Thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be here, Todd.
Well, tell me about the weather forecast for producers over the weekend in our county. They really started to move, getting into the fields to combine soybeans.
Yeah, certainly here the highlight, not only with dry weather, has been just the record-setting heat that we're seeing for these first few days of fall, more like summer type, heart of summer weather versus the first few days of fall-like weather. And we're going to continue to be in this warm temperature bias over the next couple of weeks. Now, this record heat will continue for another couple of days, with then some moderation in the latter part of this week. But temperatures look to rebound again and be above normal, although they don't look to be as extreme as what we're seeing right now. Now, even with the cool down in temperatures, we're not seeing much in the way of any significant rainfall, at least here across Illinois. There's more significant rainfall further to the west in areas such as the plains, even the far western Midwest in Iowa and Nebraska looks to receive more significant rain activity. But here across Illinois, it's a distinct drier than normal pattern with barely little of any rain this week and very little of it next week as well.
Okay, in the western Corn Belt, are we talking about parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota? If so, when, for how long, what kind of duration are we looking at? And enough to really slow them down?
Yeah, we don't see it really slowing down harvest progress. Most of the rain activity is from now basically through tomorrow and into Wednesday. Totals look to be generally on the order of half an inch upwards to about an inch and a half. So we're not seeing any tremendous rainfall. One area that will see a bit heavier rainfall will be portions of the southern plains, especially in areas of West Texas. It's more of a cotton issue versus anything else. And in some cases, such as Kansas, where rainfall is needed to improve soil moisture for winter wheat planting, these rains are extremely beneficial.
Anything from South America this week that we should be updated on? We've been watching Brazil and waiting for rains.
Yeah, we continue to see rainfall increasing across center-west region. Not as much this week, it's more so into next week. So the start of October looks to feature a generally near normal rainfall totals across much of Mato Grosso, and that looks to be the start of the rainy season across that region.
And just as a reminder, most have been wondering whether this is late or not, and our meteorologists have said it's on time, but everybody else is thinking it's coming a little bit late.
Yeah, well, sometimes you can have rain activity here as early as September, but it ranges anywhere. You can have it as early as the first half of September. It can be delayed until the second half of October, even sometimes early November. But this kind of late Sept to early October timeframe, we feel that's normal, and that's why we're forecasting a normal, timely start.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.